Welcome to Planet Shakers Church. We're so excited to have you with us today. I'm Russell Evans, and I'm believing the greatest encounters you have are ahead of you. Today's message is on the processes of discipleship, and we're going to stop at the place of separation, the place of being set apart. Why don't you open up your heart and experience what God has for you today? We've been talking about this year is a year of double portion. Anyone excited about that? And, we talked about that God, in the area of double portion, it's actually a year of discipleship. And we use the illustration in the life of Elijah and Elisha, how he said, I want a double portion. And he said, you've asked for a hard thing. Because to be a follower of Jesus is very rewarding, but there is a price to pay. If you want to go deep in God, there is a price to pay. And we looked at Jesus' last words, and he said this. He said, go into all the world and make what? Disciples, not fans, disciples. And we've got a whole heap of fans of Jesus around the world, but not disciples of Jesus. And Jesus wants us to go deeper in him, not just be surface Christians. That's why the Bible says those who are planted in the house of the Lord will flourish. So flourishing comes and double portion comes in the process of discipleship. So I want to talk about that this morning. Discipleship, or the process of discipleship, that we're going to go to the first point of this today. We won't get to many others. Matthew 28, we all know this, and Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Notice it says heaven on earth. That's why he's the Son of God, heaven, and the Son of Man on earth. He came to show what heaven was like through a man on earth through the power of the Holy Spirit. So he's saying, all authority has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Notice it says all nations. Disciple all nations. This goes back to the promise that God gave Abraham. I will make you the father of nations. So God's plan was out of Abraham's seed that they would that the blessing of God will come to nations. And Jesus was the fulfillment of the promises of God in the Old Testament. And he came in to establish it that we would be able to bring, the Bible says this, that we are the seed of Abraham and his blessing rests on us. And Jesus was the one who made a way for us to disciple nations. Right? We're going to go a little bit deeper this morning. It says baptizing them. Everyone say baptizing them. Remember we talked about baptism is the process of immersing and constantly dipping or constantly coming under. And I used an illustration one time of if you had a piece of white cloth and you put it in red dye. If you put it in once, it comes out pink. And so many Christians have a once-off experience with Jesus, and they're there and they walk and but they don't take on the color of that red dye completely until they constantly get put in that red dye, and then they eventually take on the total nature of the dye that they're in. And we talked about when you see Jesus, you'll be like him, change from glory to glory. And the process of becoming a disciple of Jesus is seeing him and let him change you. He changes you in a moment in salvation, and then he takes you through a process which we call sanctification, which is discipleship. This good? That's good. And it says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe. Now we use the illustration of one king, of Elijah and Elisha. In 1 Kings, it actually talks about when Elijah finds Elisha, the Bible says, and he puts his mantle on him. We see it up there on 1 Kings 19. So Elijah went and found Elisha, son of that guy, and he was plowing the 12 with 12 yoke of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12 pair. It was a V12 engine. And Elijah went up to him and he threw his cloak, another version says his mantle, on him. And Elisha then left his oxen and ran after Elijah. So I won't go into that long. But here we see the first encounter Elijah has with Elisha. He finds Elisha By the way, Elijah was coming out of a moment of depression where he ran from Jezebel after the greatest victory he had to see a nation bow its knee, and he was in a cave hiding, and God says, what are you doing here? I haven't called you to be here. I've called you to be a prophet. And out of his depression, he steps up and God brings people along his path, and one was his predecessor, the one who would carry a double portion. Isn't that amazing about God? In your darkest hour, if you get up out of your darkness and you start walking in your destiny, God will release a double portion anointing in your life to see the works of the enemy defeated on the left and on the right, to see the attacks of the enemy taken down, and to see God's kingdom established on the earth. And God's saying, your mistakes will be turned into victories. Your mess will become a message. And I've called you to be a more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. So there he is, and he puts his mantle on him. And you see, Elisha follows Elijah. In the New Testament, Jesus did the same. He was going walking and he found Simon fishing. And what did he say? He said, come follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. What he was saying to you is, I will take you on a journey that you will encounter me, but also I'll give you a mantle to change the world. Because we see this in Luke 9, it says, when Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all the demons, to cure diseases, and he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God. So here we see that Jesus was doing what Elijah did. He found Elisha and Elisha followed Elijah and became a disciple to carry the double portion. Jesus went and found the disciples and he said, come follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. And the Bible says he sat them down one day and said, even greater will you do, which is talking about another level. And he was saying, the reason why there'll be another level, because one man can only do so much in a proximity, but the Spirit of God in a whole heap of people can do even greater. That's why the last 13 years of this church, we've seen some great things, but the Spirit of God that's taken up by every person who becomes a disciple of Jesus, it says, I'm going to carry the mantle of the kingdom of God to see the sick healed, to see the broken mended, to see the kingdom of God established. All of a sudden, we step into even greater. But even greater comes through discipleship. Not just through one encounter. How are we going? You see, so we see in Elijah and Elisha, I'm paralleling the two of Jesus and Elijah in the process of discipleship. We see in Elijah and Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 2 that Elijah is about to be taken out, but he leave the earth, and he says, he takes Elisha to four different places, four different cities, because back in the day, they didn't have TV, they didn't have Wikipedia, which is not really true half the time. They didn't have encyclopedia, they didn't have Instagram, they didn't have online, they didn't have any of that. How they trained people is they took them to places that were memorials or places where things happened. And the first place that Elijah takes Elisha to is a place called Gilgal. Everyone say Gilgal. Now Gilgal, you see I'm telling you a lot of scripture, Gilgal you see in the book of Joshua, where the children of Israel are circumcised, the men, and they're circumcised because they're about to go and take the promised land that God has given them. And they're circumcised because circumcision represented a covenant that God made with Abraham when God said to Abraham, I'll make you the father of many nations. And he was old at that stage, and he says, out of your life will come offspring, and I'll bless you, and I'll bless those who bless you, and I'll curse those who curse you, and everywhere your feet treads is your inheritance. So they're now in Joshua, and that same covenant is being declared through a symbolic act, and it's basically saying the promise that was on Abraham is a promise on you, so go take Jericho. So here is a place. Gilgal represents a place of circumcision. Now, I thank God for the New Testament, because circumcision in the New Testament is the circumcision of the heart, not of the flesh. Thank God for that. And all the men said, amen. You see, Gilgal was a place that it represented, or circumcision was a covenant that God would bless them and make them a great nation. It represented, what circumcision represented, it was to be set apart. Everyone say, set apart. See, the first place of discipleship is the place where we come and we say, God, we want to be set apart. When I was a kid, I used to get saved usually when they used to have these films called Thief in the Night, which was about Jesus coming back. And in it was really bad actors, but and they had this really scary music, which was really bad anyway. And you'd be there watching this movie, and in the scripture that said there'd be one be standing and one be taken, and they'd have scenes like a little kid, teenager would come home, and his mum, who was full-on Christian and he wasn't, and she'd be preparing the meal, and all of a sudden she's gone, and he comes home and the kettle's boiling and the meal's overcooked, and there's a, you know, cup of tea gone cold, and he's running around the house, mom, and he's freaking out, and I'm sitting in as a little kid going, oh, I've got to get right with God, because I don't want to miss out on the rapture, and because then afterwards you see that the mark of the beast comes, and I'm like, oh God, and I come and repent before God, I got to get right with you. I remember I came home one day from school and the kettle was beep. I saw the car in the driveway. The dog was disappearing, because I thought the dog's right with God, and went. And I'm, mom, where are you? She was at the neighbor's, but I didn't know. I thought I'd been left behind. See, I got right with God because I was scared of going to hell. You know, some people, relationship with God is so narrow and so immature that that's why I got to get right with you, God, because I don't want to go to hell. But when I became a teenager, I gave my life to Jesus, not because I didn't want to go to hell, primarily. I primarily gave my life to Jesus because I wanted to have him in my life, and I wanted to be set apart to do the things that he had called me to do. See, that's a place of Gilgal. That's a place where I say, God, here's my life. I give it to you. I remember I was 17 years of age at a youth camp, insecure pastor's kid. And I stood at an altar and I said, God, here I am. And he says, Russell, I love you. And I said, Jesus, I love you. And he said, Russell, I love you. And I said, Jesus, I love you. And we're just talking like this and I'm crying. And he says, I want to use you. And I said, Jesus, I'm not good at this and I'm not good at that. And I've got this wrong with me and I got that wrong with me. And he says, it doesn't matter what you've got wrong with you. I've came so that you can have life and life to the full. I've come to give you my power. I've come to give you breakthrough. I've come to heal. I've come to use you. I come to bring breakthrough through you. I said, oh God, here I am. Use me. I give you my life. I give my life to you. Set me apart. Planet Shakers is all about empowering generations to win generations. It's not about empowering generations to get them to be scared of not going to hell. It's about having an encounter with God that will give people a revelation that they can be used by God to bring his goodness and his mercy and his power and his presence and his joy and his peace and his freedom and his life. And it's God, we want to be set apart. Set me apart, use me with all my weaknesses, all my failings, all my failures. All my gifts, all my abilities that are yours, use me. Gilgal was a place of covenant that represented the promise that Abraham had with his father, who said, I'll make you into a great nation, and I'll bless those who bless you, and I'll curse those who curse you, and everywhere your feet treads is your inheritance. Yeah. I was saying to our leaders the other day, we at the beginning of Planet Shakers, and it's been the constant theme all through the years, 20 years of conference. We had this song on our album, When the Planet Rocked. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Take my hands, Lord. Take my feet. Take my heart, Lord. Speak through me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. And then the key change comes. If you can use anything, Lord. Then if you use anything, Lord. And you're just changing key all the time because there's not much more to add to the song. But what was added to the song was our hearts. People have asked us, what is a significant moment at Planet Shakers Conference over the years? One of them was when Rich Wilkerson preached on what it means to be a disciple, to take up your cross and follow him. And at the end, follow Jesus. And at the end, we shouted, Jesus, I want the cross. And something happened in the midst of these young people who said, God, here we are. And because of that, we stand here today because young people said, I want to be set apart. See, Gilgal was a place of cleansing, was a place of purification. It was a place to be God's special people. You know you are special because you are God's. The Bible says you are a royal nation, a holy priesthood, a people set apart for the purposes of God. But that set apart place comes at Gilgal, the place of circumcision, of covenant. In the New Testament, Jesus pays the price for us. He becomes the new covenant. And we no longer circumcise our bodies, we now circumcise our heart. In the New Testament, baptism is a symbolism that replaces the symbolic act of the circumcision in the Old Testament. What is baptism? It's not just getting wet. It's a symbolization or a symbolism of where I die to my past and I come resurrected into my future and I leave what is the old behind and I come into the new. And the new is I'm a child of God. I'm an heir of God. I'm seated with Christ Jesus. I can do anything through Christ who gives me strength. I have everywhere my foot treads is my inheritance. I'm of the seed of Abraham and his blessing rests on me and I live in the promises and the purposes of God, for they are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Wow. See, Colossians 2 says, in him you are also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by the putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in which you are also raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. Romans 12 says that this is what we do, to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, because this is your reasonable worship. Every time we come and worship him, we're saying, God, here's our life. Set us apart. Every time we obey him, we say, God, here we are. If church is just something you do to tick off something you do, you are filling a religious obligation. But God hasn't called his church to be attenders. He hasn't called us to be pew sitters. He's called us to be disciples of nations. He's called us to be disciples, to disciple nations. But how do I disciple nations? I must become a disciple. And disciple isn't instantaneous, it's a process. Salvation is instantaneous. That's why the Bible says we're changed from glory to glory when we see him. So discipleship is all about seeing him in every situation, every season, every time. In the life of our church, this is the most exciting season in our church. We're averaging over the last 5 weeks, 190 people getting saved. Crazy. The 7 a.m. prayer meeting, over 600 people, 10. It's just what God's doing is amazing. But there's been seasons where there's been some winter periods. Still growing, still God's moving, but there's been some winter times, there's been some spring times, there's been some autumn times, there's been some summer times. In life, there's different seasons. And what happens is true disciples follow Jesus in every season. He does not say coming to him makes you problem free. He says coming to him, you have the power to walk through situations, and those situations cannot hold you back, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in those situations, he that's in those problems. He does not give us. In fact, he says, to be a disciple of Christ, there will be suffering. There'll be abundance, but there'll be suffering. There will be trials. There will be tribulations. There will be joy unspeakable and full of glory. There will be peace. But here's the deal. He's not looking for fans, because fans leave when the trials come. Fans leave when the problems come, but disciples, I'm just going to be with him. I don't know what's going on, but I just got to see him. I don't know what I'm going through, but I got to go through it with him, because I'm a disciple and I've decided to let go of my past, because baptism says I'm letting go of that old life. I'm letting go of that old way. I'm letting go. I'm putting my security not in what I do, but on who he is. I got to go to Gilgal. Set me apart, Lord. In a Western world that is momentaneous, everything's quick. I want this. I was saying in the first service, I get so annoyed when my remote doesn't work on my TV, and I discover my son has taken the batteries out of his Xbox that have gone flat and put them in my remote control, who does not have flat batteries, and have removed them and used them for his own purpose. So now I have to go and find new batteries at the shop, because my son uses my batteries. But I love him. Why do I get frustrated? Because I want instantaneous. Give me now. It's like driving in a car and someone cuts me off. I feel like giving them instantaneous feelings. Feel like giving, you know, some experiences and some words that will encourage them to drive straight and stop being selfish and to keep it out of my way and hurry up. And, you know, I feel like encourage them to be great drivers. Because we want everything quickly. But I've discovered in life, you want to be great, there's moments that you have these suddenly moments. But what sets me up for suddenly is the process constantly of here I am, here I am, here I am. In fact, the disciples understood this, because they went up to the upper room for our here I am moment. And we see in Acts it says suddenly, but it wasn't a suddenly, because it was 3.5 years that prepared him for the suddenly. Gilgal was a place of covenant from a human response to a promise-keeping God. The cross is a place of covenant from a God to his people. And baptism is a response for us being baptized constantly in him, constantly in his presence, constantly in his goodness, constantly in his kindness, constantly in his encouragement, constantly in his correction. Set me apart, God. We used to sing this old song, make me usable, Holy Spirit. He's already made us usable. It's just us allowing him to mold us. I was saying to the leaders the other night, we used to sing these songs. They were real bad songs in the day. We got good songs now. We got cool songs now. But, you know, in the day, you know, we used to sing songs like, ho, 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 Hosanna, ha, 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 hallelujah, he saved me. I've got the joy of the Lord. That was the song. Another song was, The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my... This is a song, top of the pops. The joy of the... Right? The next verse, he fills me with the Spirit and I speak in tongues. All right, that's that verse. And then the third verse, ha, 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 ha. Like, we used to sing like honey in the... Like honey in the rock. Like honey in the rock. Oh, we taste like honey in the rock. Who's ever had honey in a rock? I went and picked up a rock. No honey in there. So I went to Sam and go, here, honey, have some rock. So thank God for the songs. Now, but I remember going as a young person, here I am, Lord. I want to be set apart. Now, if all we do is live at the set apart place and don't go on to the next place, we are not going through the process of discipleship. But I've discovered through discipleship, you always keep visiting the points, but you keep enlarging the places. So, why do we sing songs like, all on the altar? For you, why is that? Because we're saying, here we are, Lord, set us apart. I give you all of me, set us apart. See, the process, because it's a heart thing. God, here's my heart. If you have my heart, you have my money. If you have my heart, you have my time. If you have my heart, you have my emotions. If you have my heart, you have my affection. If you have my heart, you have everything. So here's my heart. I sound so anointed now. God's looking for disciples, not fans. He doesn't say go into all the world and make fans, consumers, people who step in and step out, make disciples of nations. Because he understands that the crowd followed him for the miracles he carried. The disciples followed him for who he was. See, fans want something for themselves. Disciples want to give something for him. Fans are selfish, and we all might start out as a fan, but the process is we need to become disciples. Yeah, it's his goodness that leads us to repentance. We get something in return. But once we got it in return, then the response is, God, here I am. Set me apart. Today we shared on being set apart. God has called us to be set apart. The place of giving our lives to him. Why don't you surrender completely to him and let him transform your life? We'd love to connect with you on any form of social media, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, on YouTube. You can send us an email at church@planetshakers.com. We'd love to connect with you. Our prayer is you have the greatest week ahead. We've got conference coming up. If you're in Melbourne or in Australia, you can get to it, do whatever you can, or you can see it online at daystar.com and be changed and transformed by the glory of God. See you next week. God bless you.